We're back. Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we're going to talk to Mick, who apparently has been diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis. What is that?
It's a genetic condition occurring in males, and it results in a fusion of the spine. It all turns into one bone.
And you can't cure that?
No. We find in cases that we've had, that we can help them, give them a lot of relief, and certainly slow down, if not stop, the progress of it.
Mick, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Dr. Yardley is here, ready to hold forth.
I am. Hi, Mick.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
Great.
So, Mick, tell me what kind of shape you were in before you went and saw Dr. Yardley. We were talking a little bit about ankylosing spondylitis.
Right.
What was that diagnosis?
Well, I've had that since I was 25 years old. I'm 62 now. And I've had issues with it forever. Had every kind of treatment, massage therapies, and all kinds of doctors and treatments and tests and everything. And finally, they diagnosed it, but nobody could do anything for it.
And tell me what did it do to you? I mean, I understand the condition.
My particular situation is my sacroiliac joints at where the spine meets the pelvis.
Mm-hmm.
It just turns into fire, and I can't bend over. I can't bend, and if I do, I go into a spasm. So it just causes all kinds of issues of walking and bending and anything that I need to do with my legs.
Some sciatica, too, from what I understand.
Oh, big time. Clear down to my feet.
Wow. Yeah. And do you have some foot pain?
Yeah. Especially in my left. I've had issues with my left arch and foot pain and ankle pain.
And didn't you, like, wear some kind of a lift in one?
I had worn a lift since the early 70s. I went to chiropractors. My dad was big on them, and I'd been going to him since I was young. And he diagnosed my leg as being short. So I had a quarter-inch lift in my right shoe from probably about 25 until this year.
I'm already looking forward to what happened after the treatment. Let's talk about your treatment with Dr. Yardley. What was it like?
Well, it was amazing. I had heard him on the radio for several years. I'd been listening to the weekend show and stuff and kept thinking, well, if I can ever afford to go, I'm going to, because I just needed to do it and try it. And I finally decided I was getting so bad that I just had to do something, and I told the wife, I'm going to do this. It's an investment. I just have to try it.
Okay.
And so he put me on the table after all the measurements and going through the orientation of what we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly did not feel anything. I could hear him straining, probably concentration. He had his hands across the left side of my neck. And then he just sort of grunted and brushed, and I felt nothing except a brush of his hand across my neck. And I thought, oh, that can't be anything. And he did that a couple of different directions and said, okay, we got it. That was it.
And when did you know that something had changed?
Well, he immediately measured my legs again, and they were equal length. So he took my lift away and said he'll add it to his collection, and I won't be needing that anymore.
You collect leg lifts? You do? You never told me this, Dr. Yardley.
And canes.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, so my feet and legs measure out equal pretty much to the degree every time I go in now and ever since then.
So tell me what you're like now. What's your pain like? What about the ankylosing spondylitis?
Well, something just happened about a month and a half ago. I've had severe problems with, been taking a lot of NSAID pills, mm-hmm. Aleve and Advil, over-the-counter stuff.
Sure.
Every day, morning and night for 10 years, and they don't recommend it more than 10 days. And it was getting me by. I could get up in the morning and get by, but that was about it. It was causing a lot of internal problems, bleeding and ulcer problems.
So what's happened?
About a month and a half ago, I had a severe bout with vomiting and decided it was time to stop. And that day I stopped and have not taken a pill since.
So
and
what is this
I'm
meant
getting,
for?
I'm getting by just fine. I still have some problems flare up once in a while, but nothing that puts me down.
How's your back pain?
Almost not there. Unless I overdo, which I'm doing right now. I was out tearing the yard out and putting in a new yard today. So if I overdo a bit, I start to feel it, but certainly getting by without any problem.
Left foot pain?
Almost gone. If I do my stretches, which I know I need to do, it's gone. it only flares up. I'm on my feet all day at work at Home Depot, and so I walk concrete. So, and if I don't religiously do my stretches, it starts to bother me, but otherwise, I'm in good shape.
So what has this done for your life? How's your life changed?
Oh, it's amazing. My stomach feels great. I can eat anything. It doesn't bother me. No, mental attitude is wonderful. The doc and his associates have done amazing things for me. I have nothing but good things to say about it.
Wow, that's a great recommendation. Thank you so much for making the time to chat with us, Mick.
Not a problem at all.
Yes, thanks a lot, Mick. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, doctor.
Another amazing story, Dr. Yardley, and the ankylosing spondylitis that he suffered from. Now, cure it.
No, and I'm not sure about that diagnosis, but one thing is clear. He is doing so much better.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Now, this could be your story. You know, I know you're listening right now, and you're wondering, well, maybe I should give that a go. Why not call and find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.? More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., next on AM 770, The Truth.